If you don't follow the money, how are you going to know whether it's wasted?
That's the main premise of a new investigative study on the operation of the Pentagon Inspector General's office from Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. The 73-page report, now available on the senator's website, charges that the Pentagon Inspector General is not doing in-depth audits of defense contracts. In an interview from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Grassley told Federal News Radio the failure of the Inspector General's office to perform proper audits is just as important an issue for Defense Secretary Gates to address as his current campaign to slash spending.
If he's going to be successful, his own hygiene needs to be at the front line in trying to accomplish this, and IG needs to change methods of operation to gear up to help get his job done. I would say that everything I've just said would fall into three recommendations. The number one is to get the management of the IG and the office squared away, so that they can then do what they're supposed to be doing. So it brings me to point two. The audit shop has to focus on financial audits instead of policy audits. In other words, you have to follow the money to see where the fraud, waste, and mismanagement is. And I think one of the main changes that need to be made is right now they're operating under a lot of smaller teams of auditors. They need a few larger teams so that they're teamed up to do the really big jobs that financial audits are.
Are you suggesting that maybe Secretary Gates also needs to consider a change in the Inspector General himself?
Not at this point. At this point, I want to see the changes made so that the Inspector General's office is doing what Inspector Generals ought to be doing, and if they're going to track the money and save the money and make sure there's not fraud, then that's concentration on financial audits. I think it's a pretty simple change that needs to be made. Just do what you're set up to do, basically.
The Grassley Report says that in fiscal year 2009, the DOD Inspector General's office did not audit any major or non-major weapons contract or contractor. It charges that the Pentagon IG failed to follow up even when it found possible evidence of contract problems. The report claims that the Pentagon's accounting systems are in disarray, with large tracts of payment records missing, making it difficult for auditors to do their jobs. Grassley also faults the management of the Inspector General's office for focusing primarily on policy audits, in which auditors search for information linked to management decisions within a department, and less on contract performance audits, which he says would reveal more waste, fraud, and abuse. Grassley's office initiated the report in January 2009 after receiving anonymous complaints from workers in the DOD Inspector General's office.
At first blush, it is wonderful and fascinating to see a senior member of the Congress auditing the auditors. And I think it's outstanding that Senator Grassley, in particular, has chosen the DOD IG to focus on.
For perspective on the Grassley Pentagon IG report, we turn to Ron Perlman, a partner in the Government Contracts Practice Group at Holland & Knight here in Washington. He's also immediate past president of the D.C. chapter of the National Contract Management Association. We asked Perlman about the Grassley Report's finding that there were no audits of defense contracts during fiscal year 2009 from the Pentagon IG's office, despite a 35% increase in staff since 2003.
If you have a broken financial accounting system within the Department of Defense or within any business organization, then you can't audit things, can you? And if you can't audit the money trail, then I suppose if you have a significant workforce, you want to keep them busy so you have them focus on other things. The point is a very obvious one. The people who are working for the DOD OIG need to do something, and if they cannot audit contract expenditures, then they've got to be engaged doing something else.
Explaining perhaps why Pentagon auditors in the IG's office are conducting those policy audits that Grassley objects to. In another finding, the Grassley report questions why one audit conducted by the Pentagon IG took as long as 18 months to complete, eliciting this comment from Perlman.
Audits are investigations. They are examinations of what's currently going on. If they are unduly delayed, then they're meaningless. If it takes a year and a half to complete an audit, then after the passage of 18 months, the original subject matter that was being studied is probably historically it's historically obsolete. It's moot. It's academic. And I don't think that anybody is particularly interested in kicking a dead horse or examining a corpse. I think that on a business enterprise basis, what folks are much more interested in is finding out what's working the right way and encouraging it, finding out what's not working the right way and changing it.
We asked both the Pentagon Inspector General's office and the DOD Public Affairs Office for reaction to the Grassley report and received no response by our deadline. A spokesman for the IG's office told the Reuters news agency, which first reported on the Grassley look at the Pentagon IG, that they had not yet seen a copy of the Senate report and would have no comment till they'd read it. Senator Grassley, for his part, plans to deliver a speech from the Senate floor on the findings of the report when the Senate returns to session next week. As for Ron Perlman's industry perspective, he offers one final thought.
I know that there has been extreme concern about outsourcing Department of Defense functions, but it seems to me at the heart of Senator Grassley's report is a question about management practices. I mean, I think that if Secretary Gates were running a commercial enterprise the size of the Department of Defense, he as a manager would find it absolutely intolerable to be getting audit reports a year and a half after the subject matter had arisen.
That's Ron Perlman with Holland and Knight. In Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.